in this match.
If it's a war, you can say whatever you want.
I thought it was a cult. I didn't know what was going on.
The Fed did. I think New York did.
One of your executive vice presidents loves that company.
It's the first ever finishing move that's exclusive to a promotion.
Advantage.
We are 1 week closer on the roller coaster that is the road to WrestleMania.
It is the road to WrestleMania, and we are directly in the fast lane.
We're past the fast lane.
We're in the fast lane now. We got in the fast lane last night, and now we're in the fast lane.
Fast lane's over.
But we're still in the fast lane. You can't go any faster than the fast lane.
It's like, well, tell that to Miami, like, shut down all the roadways.
Why'd you do that?
You didn't see all, like, the spring break chaos that's going on?
Oh, yes, I have.
It's like curfews and shit, and, like, you literally can't use the roads right now.
Dumb motherfuckers.
The Clevelanders shut down, which is, like...
The Clevelanders shut down?
Yeah, dude. Like, because there were so many, like...
Well, how am I supposed to get my Lepetard?
I don't know. Well, the restaurant and, like, hotel shut down, I'm sure.
Well, he's in the hotel.
Well, doesn't he have, like, a condo there? I'm sure, like, that's fine.
No, that's where the studio
is. I know that's where the studio is, but I don't think that's closed. Oh. Like, it's not, it didn't go out of business. It's closed because of the fucking...
Because of the dumb fucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Clevelander didn't go out. The Clevelander went out of business. It'd be a much bigger story.
Yeah, so what? That's like a Miami staple.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's like the Miami staple.
It's a really nice fucking hotel.
I do want to see it.
It's nice.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've been to Miami.
I know you've been to Miami, but...
It's right on South Beach.
Yeah, it's right on the beach, isn't it?
Like, the Lepetard Studio, you could see it, like, when you walk past it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them. But let's know, you're freshly inked. I'm getting vaccinated today.
Yeah, a lot of needles going around.
Yes, that's... And the good ones, though, not the bad ones.
Well, no such thing as a bad needle.
Ew. Brother.
Listen, I hate... If you know me and you know my childhood, you know I hate needles.
I hate needles. I can probably imagine why you hate them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
But...
It's not.
Well, I didn't know if that's how...
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Have you not ever seen anyone do steroids? That's how that works.
No, I've never seen someone do steroids, but I didn't know if like in 2010 was that the way to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there are other ways, but that's the way I did it.
All right. Well, that's good. I hate needles too. I once ripped out an IV in a recovery room after a 12-hour ear surgery.
I almost said something that could have been taken the completely wrong way, but once the needle is in my arm, I'm fine. It's like the...
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine then.
Well, then why are you ripping out IVs? Because
I panicked and I was 7, okay?
That's no excuse.
I panicked. There was just some fucking schmuck doctor.
You're like Tony Khan in AEW Dark Elevation.
I think I was slightly less panicked than him.
I don't know. Like, ripping out an IV, that's some psycho shit.
Yeah, well, I woke up and freaked out. That's fair to say.
Like Kane, when Shane put him in the hospital.
Or Vince, when Austin put him in the hospital.
Well, he didn't freak out. He got hit in the head with a bedpan.
The greatest sound in the history of wrestling.
such a pleasant sounding clunk.
It was a perfect thing.
Yeah.
It was a perfect thing. But, so what's going on? You've secured your tickets to WrestleMania.
I did.
And you should have a good time. Should be a good show.
We'll see. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, but I will... Everyone I live with is vaccinated. I will be partially vaccinated by then, so I'm feeling pretty good. Would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, though.
But that's just what life's going to be for a little bit.
It's like the first, like, obviously, it's like the first big event I've attended.
I mean, we were at, you're hitting the streak. This will be your third or second WrestleMania, right? Not counting last year, because there's no fans.
Yeah, this would be 3 in a row.
You did 34, 35. Year. We were supposed to be there last year.
Yeah.
And 36. You were at Fastlane. Not Fastlane. Elimination Chamber last year.
Yeah, the last pay-per-view with fans. Would have been the last show with fans if Raw the next night didn't ruin it. Yeah. Last pay-per-view with fans, and then the first pay-per-view with fans back. So that's pretty sweet.
That's a nice little thing. And we'll talk about getting there today. We have to talk about a certain Drax the Destroyer.
I hate when you do like this. Like,
I am a man of innuendos and wives' tales, and you know that. And we'll talk about...
And limericks.
We'll talk about a shadow of the past.
Stop. Stop it.
A queen shadow.
Stop it.
We'll talk about the House of the Rising Sun.
Fuck off.
A dentist and a German.
We're not going to talk about anything, so I'm going to walk out. A dentist and a German. My God. He's not German, he's Austrian.
It's the same.
No, this isn't World War II. It's not the same.
It's the same.
It's not.
They speak the same language.
Do they?
No, but it's close.
I was going to say, I don't think they do.
I don't know. They were both involved in both World Wars. Most of that section of Europe.
Austria, not by choice in the second one.
Or the first one, to be honest with you.
I guess that's true.
Franz Ferdinand had a run. Somebody ran in on Franz Ferdinand, and the world went fucking nuts.
You got JFK'd.
He did. He got. I would be safe to say that JFK got Ferdinand.
You're right, yeah.
Not the bull, either, featuring John Cena. Also not the Marine 2, 3, or 4.
Or the wonderful pistachios commercials where he's an elephant for some reason.
Or the ones where he rides an Experian cow. Bro, he is...
He's everywhere now.
He does radio. He does a lot of radio ads, and you know in my truck I don't have a thing. He is the voice of Toyota-thon and Happy Honda Days. And it annoys the fuck out of me.
No loyalty, just taking checks from everybody.
And didn't he get like in trouble with GMC?
Oh, no, it was for... So, that's a funny story. So, he bought a car from auction. It was, like, one of 25 in the world.
Yeah, it was the GT Camaro, wasn't it?
It was a Shelby GT... Well, not a Camaro, it was a Chevy, but it was a, or, yeah, it was Shelby, a Shelby GT Mustang.
Yeah, it was a Shelby.
25 right. In the world. And, like, I guess if you win the auction, like, part of the deal was, like, you'd never sell it. And then he tried selling it, so Ford sued his ass. Yeah. I don't know what ever happened, but...
I think it got dropped eventually.
I'm sure they settled.
He has the money.
Ford has money and John Cena has money. I'm sure they work something out.
Or he just does their commercials from now on. So he'll be Ford Truckathon, Toyota-thon, and Happy Honda Days.
Jesus.
And Experian, and Wonderful Pistachios. I don't know that. I think is the name of the brand Wonderful? Because I think it is.
Yeah, I think the name of the brand is Wonderful Pistachios, and they only sell pistachios.
I mean, that's great. That's pigeonholing.
It's an underrated nut.
It's a very underrated nut.
It's a very.
And you know what? I hate eating the shells.
They changed the game. They sell them unshelled.
Yes.
They changed the game.
I tried them, and you just don't feel fulfilled. You just don't feel...
I guess part of the satisfaction is cracking the shell. And
you don't, you feel, work you to don't get, feel satisfied. Yeah. I'm telling you what.
Well, good news for you. I hear John Cena will be in a Snickers commercial so you can feel satisfied.
And probably also a Milky Way commercial.
Yeah. Although I think they're both Mars.
They are M&M Mars, so I need a competitor.
The second week in a row we talked about Milky Way on this show.
We did. You know how many times I talked about Milky Way in my life?
Probably two.
Two.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably two.
Because it's not as good as the Baby Ruth or the Hershey with almonds or anything Hershey, to be honest with you.
I didn't know Baby Ruth was Hershey.
I didn't know it was either. I'm not
is
even
it?
Sure.
I think I think that's another Mars.
I'm not even sure, is it? Mars bars are just terrible.
Mars is M&M's, though, and M&M's are king.
They are, and we talked about M&M's last week too, because the peanut M&M is the king. Oh, it's the Ferrera Candy Company.
Boy, I was off.
Yeah, you were off, but because M&M's are great.
Yeah, Mercury, Nitro, and Melina.
Yeah, they were fun.
They were.
They had a great entrance.
But you know.
And then Joey Nitro broke his face. Joey Mercury broke his face. Joey Nitro is a dark match worker. Sorry, I'm pretty sure. Where even is he?
Joey Mercury?
Yeah, he was a producer, but I think he's an MLW now, maybe?
He was in Ring of Honor, then he, like, lost his mind, got arrested, but yeah, I think he got falsely arrested, and, like...
Didn't, like, Punk have to help him out?
There was a lot that went on with Joey Mercury. And then, like, the whole, like, Ring of Honor thing with Kelly Klein went down, and there was, like, a lot of controversy, so...
He's somewhere.
He's doing something. He's living.
But we have a lot to talk about coming up, and then we'll see you in just a minute.
Deuces. So, without being a cunt about it, tell us what's first.
A certain...
No, just tell us what's first.
Okay. This man, he walks for miles.
Just tell me what the fuck we're talking about so we get on with it.
Batista.
Thank you. So, Dave Batista has been pulled from the Hall of Fame class of 2020, leading to much speculation about what his future was with the WWE and why this happened. But it was confirmed that there is no heat. The company just wants to wait for fans to induct Dave Batista because they see him as a draw that can sell tickets.
And that makes so much sense because he is legitimately a draw now.
I mean, he was going to headline the class, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he was going to headline the class. He is one of the, like, most uprising actors in the world right now. which is amazing. I can't talk enough how good of an actor he is. I know yeah, you've seen know. Like he is like he is tremendous. He could have been Liam Neeson if he wanted to.
You love Stuber, don't you?
Stuber was a great fucking movie. I like Camille Nanjiani though.
Yeah.
But Dave Bautista holds him in a lot of respect too because he said he got his comedy out a little bit. Stuber was great. He's great as Drax in the Marvel Cinematic
Universe.
What's
the other one? My Spy? Is that one?
My Spy. It looks great. He had Dr. a goldfish Cannon? Named Blueberry. And
what the fuck? How do you know this?
Because I watched the trailer forever because the chick knocks his... The girlie's train. He goes, come on, get by me. And he goes, you can't. And then the little girl knocks his fishbowl off the counter and breaks it. He goes, Blueberry! And he
Dave is great comedic timing.
He does, and he doesn't know it. He's,
yeah. I think that's in pro wrestling now. I do.
Yeah, no, I think it is too. I mean, he worked with Eddie forever. Like, Eddie's the one that got him out of the shell. And if no one had more timing in a promo than Eddie.
Although, like, but he was starting to come out of his shell when the Evolution split was happening. Because him and Rick had some funny fucking backstage segments.
And then he fell getting the wrestling in his last match.
That was... We were so drunk and we were so tired.
I don't know. That was just a night.
That was a night.
I was wet. I was so wet. And we just came from the Bullet Club rock party where What Culture fought the Bullet Club, and we were standing right there. And Fale and Haku were yelling at me, and it was terrifying.
They're coming on you with God's wrath.
They were coming at me with God's wrath. We played. Haku was just screaming Iron Sheik and throwing the cornhole. Throwing the cornhole bags. Which was awesome. He was a really cool guy. But that was, yeah. But Batista's, yeah, it's a nothing thing. I can understand why they wanted to do it.
But, and this is a completely different, this isn't a knock on Big Dave, but does the Hall of Fame even really sell anymore? Like,
no, but people,
there's so much to do Mania weekend.
People
like,
go.
I,
people still go.
Out of every Mania I've been at, but, never once I think, let's go to the Hall of Fame.
Yes, you did.
When?
We didn't know the class yet when we were buying our tickets for New York, and I said, you said, what do you want to do that Saturday? Hall of Fame and Madison Square Garden.
I might have asked you, but I wasn't thinking about doing the Hall of Fame.
No, this was before the Madison Square Garden show was announced.
Maybe.
And you said you wanted to do TakeOver or that. And I said, I don't know, I want to see if, like, if The Rock goes in, I wanted to be there. And so did you. Don't fucking look at me and tell me you're lying.
Well, your timeline's all fucked up, because TakeOver and the Hall of Fame are in the same arena, so never were they going to be on the same day.
Okay, well, fuck.
Because they're in the same fucking arena.
But we definitely were interested in going.
I mean, I might have asked you, that doesn't mean I'm interested in going, because I'm considerate to what the group wants to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to fucking... Like, if you said, let's go to Joey Ryan's penis party, which in hindsight, wow, what an event that is in hindsight.
That was a good card, too, if I remember correctly.
It was like a hybrid. Like, there was, like, some like, serious matches, and then there was...
Yeah, thank God we're not on camera there. Yeah. But,
But, like, if I wouldn't want to go, but if you said you wanted to go to Joey Ryan's penis party, I'd be like, all right, we'll go.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
So just because I asked you, okay, do you want to go to Hall of Fame, doesn't mean I ever consider going to Hall of Fame.
Okay. But
but my question is, with everything to do Mania weekend, does the Hall of Fame still sell? I mean, I guess there are the diehard WWE fans that will go to anything.
Yeah.
And the WWE is smart, and when they sell those travel packages, they stick the Hall of Fame in there. Like, listen, buddy, you want to travel?
I don't want to come. Well, fucking, you're coming.
Take this ticket anyway.
Mark Jindrak will find you, and he will bring
Mark
you to the Hall of Fame.
Mark Jindrak.
I don't know. I feel like
the reflection of perfection.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Okay, good.
He's in Mexico.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's doing now in, like, the COVID era, but...
But yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
you know what I was thinking about the other day? Rene Dupree. He's all tatted up now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Or what you call Volk, not Volkov.
Volkov?
Not Volkov. Kozlov.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's
what he looks like.
He's a straight fucking Russian mobster now.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. He looks like every bad guy in a casino movie scene.
And then you got, like, Mason Ryan is in what the fuck is that thing? Cirque du Soleil?
Mason Ryan is in Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
They do a talent trade for him and Reginald?
Like, they might have, honestly.
But, I don't know. I mean, this is your best way to sell tickets.
I don't know. I just feel like...
I mean, you're kind of getting to the era now.
I feel like it's passé at this point. Like,
so do I. Unless you're going to have an actual fucking Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you got The Rock. But, like, after that, and Taker.
The Rock, Taker?
The Rock and Taker.
Batista?
Like,
Triple H is already in twice.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They just keep putting people in multiple times. It's like...
Cena.
It's going to get to the point where they start putting matches in. Like, Shawn versus Taker is going to get inducted to the Hall of Fame just because they need to sell tickets.
Cena will sell tickets.
Cena will sell tickets. Until he shows up in AEW.
I can't even say online without getting taken off the air what I would do to you if he showed up in AEW.
I kind of want to see it just so the internet would melt.
I wouldn't turn it on. You would want to go on the internet that night?
Good point. Good point. You got me there.
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't even want to be within 100 feet of my phone that night.
So one more Hall of Fame nugget before we move on. Right after he speculated there would be no one else added to the 2021 Hall of Fame class, before the show even gets released, they announce Eric Bischoff is in. So what do you think about Eazy-E getting in?
I thought he was already in. He deserves it. There's not a real thing.
I know. You know how I feel about the Hall of Fame.
I do. But I just want them to make one and do it, not attach them. Do it for SummerSlam.
But, like, wrestling is, I know people like to say we're in the middle of a boom, but, like, who's going to go to a wrestling, who's going to go to a WWE Hall of Fame, like, as a yearly attraction? You know what I mean?
It'd have to be put somewhere.
Well, no shit. It would have to be put somewhere. Universal might work.
Well, they have a great relationship with NBC Universal.
Yeah.
So, I would go to Universal for it.
I don't think I'd go to Universal just for that. I mean, maybe if I was...
But, like, if you're going to Universal, like, if you...
I don't give a shit about Harry Potter, but I went to Universal. I went to Harry Potter World because it's fucking cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I had a Butterbeer.
I got a Butterbeer as well.
Got selected for a wand. And then they said...
My brother
Harry, you want a wand? That'll be $65.
Dude, I am so bad with money that, like, I went and, like, I don't dislike Harry Potter, but it's not my thing either. Not only did I buy Dumbledore's wand, I bought a golden snitch, and they're just sitting there.
How much do you want for Dumbledore's wand?
I don't know, whatever I paid for it. That was, like, 10 years ago, so I don't even remember what I paid for.
Well, think of a price and I'll buy it from you.
Well, can I look up how much they fucking cost?
Because I don't have to do it right now. It's not fucking expiring.
I don't know, isn't the actor already dead?
The actor, no.
The actor who plays Dumbledore isn't dead? I thought he died.
No, well, the first Dumbledore in the first movie died.
And okay, they got a Dumbledore double.
Yeah, they got a double door.
They got a double D.
They got a Double Dare 2000 door.
I love Double Dare 2000.
It's the greatest game ever. Now wrestling's ruining it for me.
Nick Gass was a great fucking channel that went away too soon.
It did. A fucking Legends of Hidden
Temple. Yes, the best.
And Guts.
Do you have it?
Do you have it?
Taker has the last piece of the aggro crag.
He does. We already went through that. No, yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, good for Dumbledore.
He's 80.
Kicking.
Lives in Cabot, Ireland.
Ah. What about my namesake, Finn McCool?
I wonder if that guy threw a piece of Ireland in the sea. Create the Isle of Man. Oh, okay. We're just going to go off the rails
quickly. What about the Banshees, Seth?
I'm going to watch that promo later.
It's such a fucking
That's game. How we knew we were going to be good wrestling friends, because we both have a love for that promo.
You know who loves that promo?
Who?
Mason.
It's the best promo. Isn't he a huge Balor fan?
Yeah, dude. We have bonded over that promo. That's...
What a...
The two-hand...
The two-hand... Whose siren song... Whose whales measure the end? The most fantastic promo of all time. And they tried to do it with Boa and...
They did, yeah. And
this did not work out. They gave up that pretty quickly, huh?
No, it's still going.
The lady that comes out is not there anymore, right?
Yeah, she is.
I just haven't
been... What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Mei Ying is always there.
Better than Yao Ming. Imagine if Yao Ming was there?
Do you remember the story where Shaq didn't know Yao Ming? You ever hear the story where Shaq didn't know Yao Ming speaks English?
Yes, it's a phenomenal story.
Good dunk, Shaq.
Good dunk.
You speak English?
I think the first time they played, he sent Shaq back like three shots in a row.
Yao was like a fucking the first like 7-footer hitting threes.
Dude. Yeah, like he was 5 years ahead of his prime. But he was already old when he got to the league, and if he got there younger, he'd be fantastic. Like he had so much touch. He shot like 88% from three.
And he had the fucking great call these foot problems.
And that's what Embiid has.
We gotta save that for our spinoff basketball podcast that we will launch one day.
Oh yeah. With guests.
When we have our own podcasting network like Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, and we just have all these bullshit shows.
They have a podcasting network?
Yeah.
Who else is on it?
Oh, it's just them having like five different shows. Like fucking Hawkins' show, he talks all about ECW. Z True Long Island Story is now MC True Long Island Story in podcast form.
I hate that, man.
Where he talks about how Z True Long Island Story came to be. It's a pretty interesting listen.
Fucking listen to that.
They got a pretty dedicated following.
I do want to listen to the Rovell interview, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's great. It's great.
Ooh.
The infamous Lulu signed piece of number 88 jersey. But he never wore number 88.
Who didn't?
Luka Doncic. So there's this Luka Doncic rookie card.
Yeah, for some number reason, 88.
He signed it Lulu. Well, it's a well-known story of the trade. All the game-worn rookie jerseys are all number 88, because think about it. You get the most patches out of 88, because it's 2/8, most surface area.
Yeah.
If you're a rookie, how the fuck do you have a game-worn jersey when you haven't played a game yet?
Yeah, that's true.
So they all just put on... They all put on number 88 jerseys for 5 seconds, and they take them off and cut them into rookie cards.
Wow, I didn't know
Kind of a rip-off, if you think about it.
A little bit. He never touched them on the floor. He never sweat in it.
Yeah.
But the Hall of Fame...
That's how much I care about the WWE Hall of Fame that we talked about.
Luka Doncic and Darren Rovell.
And Finn Balor.
Finn McCool. But, all right, on a more serious note, here we are. The WWE has come to terms and released Andrade.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted out. Yeah. And you said you're going to have some takes to piss people off, so.
No, it's just like, this happens every time somebody gets released. It's like, oh, they dropped the ball on this guy. They dropped the ball on this guy. They dropped the ball on this guy. First of all, Andrade had, like, the best match in WWE history with fucking Gargano.
Yeah, we talked
about it last week.
Yeah, we were there, by the way, and I'm going to send out a nice little tweet later.
Oh, that's very nice of you. But, like, now I'm walking a fine line here because I don't want to sound like a WWE bootlicker. But it's not.
Just say what you want to say.
It's not like this guy didn't get chances.
No, but like, exactly my point. I like the guy.
He's great.
Like, when he's great, he's on, but...
He's great, but there's only many main event spots.
He was a jabroni in NXT until he got with her. And then when she left, he was a jabroni after.
Well, I don't even know if he appeared on TV after she left.
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah, because he was out with surgery and he never came back.
Yeah, but it's easy to say that. Some packages work. Look, it's like Dillinger.
It's not like Dillinger. No, Andrade could have been a main event.
Yes, and
there is no universe where Sean Spears is main eventing WWE shows.
No.
There is no fucking universe where Sean Spears is main eventing WWE shows.
No.
Andrade could have.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay, move on.
It happens.
That's my next question. Where do you want to see him? Because I have a clear-cut destination where I'd like to see him. Will it happen? I don't know.
I'd like to see him go back to Japan.
I was going to say... So, Evil left. There's still an open spot in LIJ. It makes too much sense.
Yeah, it does. And I.
But with him being with Charlotte, will he want to work full-time in Japan?
I can understand him wanting to be in Florida. I get that.
Yeah.
But...
And obviously, Zelina's a free agent. But could they team back up?
But what if... Doesn't New Japan have the New Japan America show?
That's a possibility.
And, I mean, that's a good way to get him on TV. That's a good way to get on TV.
Well, on New Japan World.
Yeah, but I mean...
And Roku.
If they wanted a TV deal. But...
Well, no offense to Andrade, but I don't think Andrade is going to be the fucking stone against New Japan on ESPN.
No. Not what I'm talking about. But... Yeah, he's not... He's just...
I think Ring of Honor with Roosh and... Dragon Lee would be a good fit. There's a bunch of good fits. I mean... Hell, he would do well. Him and Rey Fénix in AEW would be a banger. I don't know. It's just, I'm happy the guy wanted out. He got out. I'm happy. Are you surprised WWE let him go?
Yes. Weirdly. Like that quickly, yes.
I don't know. It seems like, it makes me wonder if Alistair even asked for his release. Because it seems like if people want out, they've been able to get out.
Yeah, well, they said recently they're not talent hoarding anymore, so.
Yeah, then they signed the biggest class in PC history.
I don't think those things are too mutually exclusive.
I do.
I don't.
I do. Dude, 90% of that class hasn't even, like, been mentioned yet.
Jesus.
Zoe Stark showed up. A couple of the girls were in the Women's Mae Young Classic. Who else has even been mentioned so far? Taya hasn't been mentioned at all.
I think she's gonna.
I know. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But like,
you're...
they signed this gigantic class, and it seems they have no plans for most of them so far. We hear they taped that NXT Evolve show. We don't know what the fuck's going on with that. It's like, what do you call that other than talent hoarding?
Fair enough. They're no longer expensive talent hoarding. But yeah, I mean, he got it. I mean, I like I said, I think Japan's the best place for him. But if I was AEW, I'm calling him.
Of course.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't trust them.
Why?
I don't, because they,
Now it's your turn to piss people off.
They love all the ingredients in the punch bowl. And he would have to take somebody's spot. He can't just be there in addition. He is better than 90% of their roster.
Ooh. 90%?
The bottom to the mid, yeah. And I'm not trying to even insult that, but do you know what I'm trying to say?
I mean, he's good, but...
Like, he would have to take Marco's spot.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
but,
fine.
But you know they wouldn't do that.
Why? He seems like they're fine with... Dude, fucking... There's been like five people that have come in and just taken people's spots.
Yeah,
but they don't seem to mind.
I know, but they try to get everybody in. That company tries to get everybody in. Am I wrong?
Well, that's why they have Dark for 4.5 yeah. hours. Let them be on Dark for 4.5 hours.
I just, like, him and Jungle Boy, I think, would tear the house down.
Dude, him and Rey Fénix, Rey Fénix might be the best wrestler in the world right now.
Him and Rey Fénix? Him and Penta?
Yeah.
Him and, not Spears, hopefully? All right, I'm just going to say it for anybody listening here that thinks he's good. He fucking sucks, man. He is the single least interesting professional wrestler in history. I think wow. Helen Keller... would be a better, have more charisma than him.
Jesus.
Would cut a better promo. And.
Damn.
He's never done it for me. I don't understand what people see. I'm like, I don't understand him being
a shot. Did Sean Spears like, murder like your cousin or something? No. Like, what is it?
Does that make him more interesting? I just don't like. People are like, I heard somebody online be like, he has all the talent in the world. I go, where? Then where is he fucking putting it? This dude is awful. All he does, the most interesting about him is he has a blonde wig or mohawk.
I can't dispute that.
He can wrestle a little. Like, he's not
he's a good worker.
He's a bad wrestler, but Jesus Christ, they'd rather watch an egg fry.
He's a good worker.
They'd rather watch an egg fry.
He is a good worker, and that's the best thing I could say about him.
Yeah, he's a hell of a hand. But Jesus Christ, he is just not interesting. He is Paul Roma, as we talked about.
He is, I mean, all of the EVPs have their vanity hires, and he's one of them. I mean, the Bucks got Brandon Cutler. Jericho's got Luther. Cody's got Sean Spears.
And Kenny's got
Nakazawa. No, Riho's good. Stop it. Kenny's got Nakazawa.
Okay.
Riho is good. I will not let you slander Riho.
She's fine.
She's good. Riho, like... In ring, technically wise, Riho might be the best woman they have.
Yeah, her or Britt.
Britt? I mean, she's improving.
Rosa.
But she's not signed there.
Serena Deeb.
It's either Serena Deeb or Riho.
Yeah.
Rosa would be up there if she was signed, but she's not signed.
Okay, that's fair. She's rolling, but the punches are still with NWA.
She's with NWA. I think her contract's like another year and a half there or something.
Oh.
They just had a pay-per-view yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Sorry, don't have time for that.
Wow.
And I liked their show for a while. When I was laid off, I was watching it every Tuesday. Remember when it was on Tuesdays, wasn't it?
I don't even. I think so.
I think it was on Tuesday 6:05.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was Tuesday 6:05, which was awesome.
Typical wrestling fan, laid off from work watching wrestling on YouTube.
Well, everything was locked down. I couldn't even golf. It was like 15 degrees, so fishing was out of the question.
Fishing?
Yeah.
I don't know you fish.
Oh, my God. I'm a great fisherman.
Yeah?
Oh, my, yeah, I'm Spinner.
You like the Gordon's Fisherman?
I'm like the Gordon's Fisherman. I actually have a pair of boots that look like the Gordon's Fisherman. But, all right, Andrade, for God's sakes, go back. I think his best place is in Japan. I just don't think Vince saw it in him. Like, he said,
it's clear.
He sent out a tweet, and that's okay. Like, it's fine. Like, they might have dropped the ball with him. Everybody goes a step further, and they just figure out it just can't be that.
Listen, they 1,000% didn't utilize him to the fullest capacity they could have. But, like...
It's not the first time it's happened. It's definitely won't be the last time.
People are acting like they released 1983 Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And it happens every time WWE cuts somebody.
It happened with Spears!
Stop. Please stop bringing him up.
No.
Just please. Because I don't want to rag on the guy, but I have nothing good to say about the guy. But I don't want to rag on him.
He's a dick.
He got a number over.
He did. No, the number got him over.
I can't even dispute that.
But, oh, God, I even love how even they hate him.
Yeah.
He's liked by nobody.
Him and Luther, man.
Fuck Luther. Why is that guy around?
Apparently he's, like, full-time in the office, and he probably agents a little bit. And maybe he's good at that, but I don't need to see him wrestle.
He doesn't need to be on TV.
Although, did you see that thing I sent you the other day where it was Luther, Brian Alvarez, and Brian Danielson were almost a stable in TNA?
Yeah, that is... That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. How the hell is Luther the second best wrestler in that fucking...
Oh, the disrespect to Chico. The disrespect to beautiful Brian Alvarez.
Just think about it. Maybe the best wrestler of a generation.
And then, Brian Danielson.
And those two.
Yeah, the best wrestler of a generation and Brian Danielson.
Oh, fuck off. Could you imagine if Alvarez and Brian were a tag team?
And Luther! That's like, those two, I think those two would make at least a formidable combination. Luther's there! The original Death Dealer. The Japanese deathmatch legend.
Hardcore med school graduate.
Jericho's least successful friend. The foursome is Jericho, Lance Storm, Don Callis, and Luther. The way you feel about Sean Spears is the way I feel about Luther.
No, I hate Luther. I don't hate Sean Spears. He's just if I thought about Sean Spears, I think I'd hate him, but I don't think about him. So, I don't know. Is that fair to say? I don't care about him enough to hate him.
Oh, man. What has this turned into?
I don't know. We're going
when did we become so negative?
Me, about 20... What date is it? About 25 years and 51 weeks ago.
Nice pre-birthday plug there.
It is. It's my birthday. The last day of March. I'm the lamb. But where does Charlotte fit in all this? As we said, she's been taken off. She's been taken off the Mania poster, which I think is nothing, but...
Yeah, what do you think that is?
Nothing. I don't think... trust me, she's not going anywhere.
I don't think she is either, but do you think that means she's not Asuka's opponent for Mania now? Because last night on Raw, obviously we're recording... She wasn't on Raw last week at all. Not even mentioned. Not even a mention of the Queen, which is odd. Obviously... They have the deal where Shayna shoot kicked Asuka's teeth out. That seems like it could be a natural Mania story. I was getting there. Okay. Why do you think I said last night on Raw?
Okay.
Where do you think I was going with it? But you have to go in chronological order.
I have to feel you. Go ahead.
Excuse me? Do not come with God's wrath on me.
All right.
But yes, Rhea Ripley finally debuted on Raw. Don't know what she did yet because Raw hasn't aired by the time we're recording this. It's still about 9 hours away. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you think we will see Charlotte Flair in a WrestleMania match?
In a match, yes. In the championship.
Because also remember, I don't know when this is filming, but she's also confirmed for that Walking Tall remake.
Charlotte will be on WrestleMania. Might not be the championship match. I think it's going to be Rhea now.
I'm not sold. I think if she was going to be on the show, she'd probably still be on the poster. Because it's not like anyone replaced her on the poster. She was just removed.
Why would she not be on the show, Paul?
I don't watch the show, Paul. Because, well, if she was on the poster, she'd be on the show. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like, fucking Bad Bunny's on the poster.
It's bizarre. It's like, I think it's a very small chance that it has anything to do with the Andrade situation.
Do you think Charlotte used her influence in another way to get Andrade his release?
Maybe. I think... More likely than getting him pushed. But
well, she's already tried that.
Yeah. But maybe. Just do me a favor. Could you release him? He just wants to work. You know what I'm saying? It could have happened like that. But I don't know. It's an odd situation with Charlotte not being in the poster. Like, she's the greatest women's wrestler of all time. So
we don't know about that yet.
Yeah. Oh, we don't know about that yet.
We don't. We can tell you who 50 through 36 is, though.
Who is going to be number one?
I think it's going to be Charlotte, probably.
It has to be.
Charlotte or Trish?
Probably. It's one of those two.
Well, Charlotte beat Trish, so you think it'd be Charlotte.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Shouldn't be Charlotte.
No. Yes, it should. Who would you put above her?
Toyota.
That's why. So you hear John Cena talk about her?
Yes. Why do you think he's doing the Toyota ads? He recognizes greatness.
I told you about Toyota. She would be in Charlotte's position if Charlotte was first. I'd be saying the same thing about her.
I'm sure you would be.
Yeah, but it's those two. I'm sorry. Charlotte's just that much better than everybody else. But she's the best horsewoman by
a Actually, far. Maki Ito should be number one.
Oh, fuck off.
How do you not like that? You like Danhausen, but you don't like Maki Ito.
I don't hate Maki Ito.
That's not good enough.
I love Danhausen.
That's not good enough.
Don't even compare those two, because Danhausen's incredible.
When Danhausen serenades me the way Makito serenaded me, then we could talk.
Danhausen serenades me all the time.
I don't think he does.
No swearing.
I will curse you.
But, all right. Well, I tried to watch a show on Peacock last night.
Yeah, you're the only person I've seen have problems, so maybe it's...
Maybe it was just me. Maybe it was my internet connection. I couldn't get on, and then I just...
Talk about your experience riding the cock.
It's time for cock talk?
Cock talk.
It's time for cock talk. And I couldn't get on, so I just turned on the regular network. And then the ads are quite annoying. I was watching it this morning, and they get longer every time there's one.
Have fun with Mania, bro. That's all I'll say.
Oh, it's only on that, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to have to get on at, like...
So I'm kind of glad I won't have to worry about that.
1 o'clock. I'm going to be on a diet, too, for Mania. That's going to suck.
Yeah, what's going to be your main... You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
I was hoping we got over this.
You son of a bitch.
Hope the next time.
There's never going to be one again, you fool.
We're going to have a supper instead of supper. Well, I'm sorry you slept for 40 straight hours.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to put that feast. I'm already fat enough. If I put that feast out here myself, it wasn't going to happen.
I don't want to hear any excuses. Speaking of excuses.
You know, to be honest with you, do you know what I was going to do?
No.
I was going to have just one pan of brownies again.
I would have popped. It would have been worth it. I would have popped.
All right, now what are you talking about, excuses?
Yeah, where are we getting a Kane review?
Tony, this book, I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to go in the shower with a toaster and cry. Reading this fucking book.
Isn't the point of a bet to fucking...
I know, but you have no idea how miserable it is.
I don't, because you won't tell me about it.
All right, I want you to read a page from this book. Hold on, talk for a second, I'm going to go get it.
This book can't be as bad as this man is saying.
All right, I'm going to read a singular page.
He is furiously charging into his wrestling memorabilia room, which includes...
Several Slim Jim advertisements.
Several. Because he is trying to get slim like Jim.
All right. I'm going to read you a random page of this book. Pick a number and I'll go to that page.
118.
Oh, it starts chapter 9.
Look at that.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God.
Go ahead, come on.
This is the first sentence.
I don't have all day.
I'm getting vaccinated. Neither do I. Frank Walsh sat in the teacher's lounge at Marfa High School, grading the pop quiz he'd given to his 8th grade American history class. And he felt like popping someone himself.
Jesus Christ!
One of the kids, probably like Buster Young, was dumb as his brother Denton had been. Dumber, probably. Nowhere is nasty, but still. Any kid who had come this far in life and thought that Benjamin Franklin was the first American president and that Thomas Edison signed the Declaration of Independence. And then the sentence just fucking ends! He sighed and pushed back from his chair. As it wasn't Buster, it wasn't just Buster or the other kids in the class. Walsh had frustration. There's nothing. There's not even a mention of Kane on this. Conrad Delaney is this guy's fucking name.
How about you just read the back of the book?
Here is.
Give me the synopsis.
The synopsis of this book. Kane has always been a dark, complex, and haunted man. And that's not even grammatically correct, and fans have been drawn to him. They have wondered what's caused his pain and suffering. What was his motivation? I don't think they have. Instead of basking in the glow of the spotlight,
He's Kane Lee now!
Kane has shunned attention. Kane did not utter a single word for the first years of his career. In a time when superstars screamed for attention, he drew in the masses with only his presence. Journey into the Darkness is the story of a boy who suffers an unspeakable childhood tragedy, losing his family in a fiery blaze, and has left him alone at the mercy of strangers, who whispered about his friendless childhood to who must be cursed. Follow Kane into a terrifying place that few would dare to go. ... His life.
That sounds like a great piece of American literature right there.
Margaret was downstairs eating with all the cowboys in the red. When Glenn got to the breakfast table, she seemed in a good mood. Everybody seemed in a good mood. After breakfast, Red and the others went out to work. Margaret and Glenn went out to the corral.
I don't need any more.
I will do this eventually. This guy's name is Dominguez.
Who?
Dominguez. Out in the hall, Melissa Vick brushed the tears from her eyes.
Oh, no.
There's a Katie Vick Mother Orange origin story in this book, and you want me to fucking read it? Spent years reading America's Best Literature, and this is what I fucking come to.
Maybe make predictions better then next time.
A Coke for a mark. It's just, it has a sentence in there. Baker loves the white stuff. Oh, God. Where did this show go? Okay, let's talk about New Japan, for the love of God.
Yeah?
Yeah, time for New Japan. New Japan Cup. Go ahead, Brett. Do your bragging. Thank God we didn't bet on this.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to brag. Like, I made a... I think a lot of people picked Will Ospreay. It was
down to two people. The one person you picked or the one person I picked, and they made the final.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like I fucking...
No.
...picked fucking Oral Roberts making a run to the Sweet 16. Like, fuck.
I did. I bet on them. Can I send you the bet?
No.
There was a poor execution by by Morehead State, though. Because if Morehead State beat West Virginia, Oral Roberts would have to play Morehead.
I know, and it's a battle of...
Outstanding.
Battle of the Blue.
Battle of Fellatio.
But everyone talks about Oral Roberts. No one talks about their lesser-known sister school, Anal Roberts.
Thank you, Seth MacFarlane.
It's a tough place to get into, but once you get in there, you'll find out you really like it.
But, all right. So, Will Ospreay won the New Japan Cup.
Speaking of asses.
Yeah, speaking of assholes.
So, Will Ospreay won the New Japan Cup. Very good match with Shingo Takagi. I don't think it was as good as the Best of Super Juniors match a couple years. Did you watch the match?
No, I'm going to watch it today.
Okay, so don't shake your head no, like you know.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to do that. It was just natural.
Twitch it over there?
Oh, yeah.
Twitch.tv/Champions Advantage, which doesn't exist.
I'm scared of Twitch.
Why?
I don't even know how to use it.
You don't want the people to know what you look like?
Well, I think by the... I'm a wrestling fan, and I've said how fat I am usually. I think they know what I look like. They can draw me in a picture.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah. In the bathroom in our mom's basements.
Which is where we currently
are. Which is where we currently are. So, not in the bathroom, because that'd be a little weird. Oh, there's Marcel. Oh, never mind. All right, continue. But New Japan.
Yeah, so Will Ospreay won the New Japan Cup. And then afterwards, while in a stare down with Kota Ibushi, he gave B Priestley an Oz Cutter.
Which came out of nowhere.
With God's wrath.
Yes.
There's been a lot of discourse about this angle. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people are defending it. A lot of people are saying that they don't tune into New Japan to see domestic violence. Where do you stand on the whole thing?
If he didn't have... I think everybody's a little bit going over the top, but that's just the world we live in now.
Wrestling fans going over the top?
But, never. But it's their fault for being tone deaf and him having allegations and then laying his finish on a woman. Right?
Yeah, I just saw something that I'm just gobsmacked about.
What is it?
So if you don't follow the NFL, fast forward about a minute and a half. But this is some NFL news breaking. And I quote, as a part of the new TV deals, ESPN and ABC will get 3 Monday night doubleheaders each season.
What?
Including the traditional pair week 1. ABC will also get 2 games Saturday of week 18, and those games will be flexed. I almost said fixed. Those games will be flexed to ensure meaningful matchups. Every product.
I hate the Monday Night Doubleheader.
It's not just pro wrestling, man. Every product is getting oversaturated.
Yeah. Which is the point, I guess.
Like, I was talking to a guy who likes, who's big. My tattoo artist was a big UFC fan. Doesn't watch any other sports besides the UFC. But I was talking to him, like, man, don't you think it's oversaturated? There's just so many fight cards, and it just seems everything's getting oversaturated these days.
It is. There's so much money to be made. But. That's just, oh, God, I hate the Monday Night Doubleheader.
Well, now you got it 3 times.
Oh, my God. 6 times, right?
3 doubleheaders. Well, yeah, but there's 3 doubleheaders. So, yeah, 6 games.
Oh, okay. I thought ESPN was getting 3 doubleheaders and ABC.
No. I think they'll be simulcast.
I don't like that either.
Why? Just pick a fucking channel. We'll be on both.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, all right, so Will Ospreay beat his wife. He hit his wife with his finish.
Well, girlfriend, same
girlfriend.
Difference. But, yeah, so continue. What do you think?
Like I said, I think everybody's blowing it out of the air a little bit, but, like, he has allegations and recent ones. So I think it's just a little tone deaf for having to do it. God forbid if WWE did it.
We should mention that his allegations don't actually involve beating women. No. It's just
the treatment of women.
Yes. I think that's an important distinction. Not saying that makes it any better or any worse. I just want to clarify for the record.
Yeah, so we don't get sued for slander by William. Yes. But, I don't know. It's just a little tone deaf, don't you think? If WWE did it, it'd be a lot bigger of a deal. Well, and you know
that's
it.
That's a cop-out answer. You can't say that.
It's not a cop-out answer, but it's true about everything.
WWE did do it several times. There have been multiple people that have attacked her. Randy Orton RKO'd Stacy Keibler, who he was dating in storyline.
Yeah, but you're right. Different time, though.
I mean, you can't say, if WWE did it, they have done it.
People would be much madder today if they did.
People are more mad about everything today.
That's true.
If I sneeze today, people will be mad.
But that should set up a good match.
Yeah, I'm sure him and Ibushi will slap, as the children say.
Yeah, that's what the kids are saying nowadays. But, all right, Sakura Genesis has a card, finally. And do you think he was the right call for him to win? Picked him to win. Is that how you would have booked it?
Well, I just figured...
In his transformation to heavyweight?
I just figured that, you know, Ibushi's obviously a babyface. I figured they'd have a heel win, and I look at the heel side. He's the heel that made the most sense, that I'd have a good match with Ibushi.
Yeah.
The logic I used picking him.
And I'm excited for that. And now it's Sakura Genesis as a card. Do you want to go through it and see what you're looking forward to?
Sure.
Because this card sucks, to be honest with you.
Jesus.
Suzuki-Gun, Dookies, Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi versus Jado, Tamatanga, and Tangaloa. Chaos, which is Yoshihashi, Tomohiro Ishii.
That's perfect reaction to
Hiroki Goto, Toru Yano, and Okada. Okada's going on second in this 10-man tag match. Jesus fucking Christ. What happened to him? What's going on over there?
Just pushing other people. It's all right.
No, I mean, he always has to be number one. He's past 30 anyway, so he's past his prime.
I fucking hate you.
Versus the Bullet Club, Dick Togo, Yujiro Takahashi, Taiji Ishimori, Kenta, and Evil. LIJ, which is Naito, Sanada, and Shingo, versus Great Okan, Jeff Cobb, and To Be Announced, which is the United Empire, I guess.
Yes.
And Satoshi Kojima and Hiroshi Tanahashi versus White and Fale. A lot of Bullet Club on the show. We have a tag team match for the junior tag.
Gee, it's almost like the person that's books this show is in Bullet Club.
Yeah. Which is Desperado and Kanemaru versus Sho and Yo.
Yeah, Yo's back. You didn't even mention it.
Yo is back, but he's the shittier one.
Yeah, that's true. That's undoubtedly
true. Yo's yoked out of his mind. Or Sho is yoked.
Children love Sho.
Well, it's the big show. And the main event, Kota and Ospreay, I'm really, really only looking forward to that one.
I'm also, you don't care who the new United Empire member is?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm looking to see who it is. Who do you think it is?
Maybe it'll be Andrade. Maybe he'll defy his 90-day no-compete clause and just show up.
I doubt that.
Although, you never know.
Who would you want it to be? Who's even out there?
I don't know. Maybe someone back from excursion. Maybe
Clark Connors?
That'd be a weird... Although, yeah, it probably will be someone foreign. I don't think it'll be someone Japanese.
No, I think it'll be someone either American or English or...
Because I was going to say Red Shoes' kid, but he's Japanese.
The fuck's his name?
Shota? Umino?
Shota Umino.
Yeah.
He's on excursion, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's,
where is he?
Rev Pro in England.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him. He was good. We saw him wrestle.
I don't think we did.
I think he was on the New Japan. Or
I don't think he was. I think he was already in England by then.
You sure?
Yes.
Because we saw Clark Connors.
I think we saw Ren Narita.
We did see Ren Narita. I confused those two people. But that's it for New Japan stuff. And we said we got off the war report, but we do want to talk about some things from the Wednesday night debacle for the second last Wednesday nights together? Third last?
Second last. Third last. Yeah, how many weeks till Mania? Three?
Mania is two? Not next week, then a week after.
So then we got two, because we got this.
We got two left, and then it'll be Wednesday NXT and Tuesday NXT, right?
So we got three left, but the third one's technically a takeover, which is weird.
No, two left, with the second one's a takeover.
No, takeover is not next week.
No, it's the week after.
So we got two NXTs left, and then takeover. Because we got this week, next week, and then takeover.
Are you sure?
I don't know. You're saying we have 3 weeks to WrestleMania.
No, 2 weeks to WrestleMania. Mania is not next week. It's the week after.
No, it's not. It's the 10th and the 11th. It's the 10th and the 11th.
Oh.
The 2 weeks is Easter.
You're right. Okay. I completely forgot a week in there.
Yeah. So we got two regular NXTs and TakeOver. And then, although they still haven't officially announced the move to Tuesdays, and it's believed they're moving to Tuesdays.
But that's important. So Volter showed up on NXT this week. He was quarantining in Mexico and smuggled into the United States.
How do you smuggle Walter anywhere? What a man that man is.
He is huge.
Big old boy.
But what does this mean? Is he staying? Is it just for the TakeOver?
I mean, he's still the UK champion, so I don't think he's, like, permanent NXT Winter Park for life.
No, but I would...
But I think he's having a run, for sure. I don't think you're going to smuggle someone over for, like, one shot and then send him back.
Him and Ciampa's going to roll.
Yeah.
Him and Ciampa will be awesome.
I mean, they got a two-night TakeOver. They need to... there's been a lot of questions. Does NXT have the depth for a two-night TakeOver? They have shit ton of roster, but do they have enough TV-ready guys?
I mean, I guess we'll find out.
That's exactly. We'll find out. One way or another, we're going to find out.
I mean, I'm assuming Grimes on a two-week vacation.
I think the Garganos are COVID positive. I think.
Or at least exposed.
Exposed, yeah. Not necessarily positive. Cameron Grimes. Toothless Timmy.
Yeah, he wasn't around.
So I think they're going to be cutting it close with a couple of these guys.
So I just hope that it works out. Because, I mean, they have the roster. We'll see how many good matches they can put together.
That's the thing. Like, you figure, you know, it's TakeOver. You see five matches each night. They need to pull 10 matches out. So I see why they're bringing over...
That's roughly 27 to 30 people.
That's why they're bringing over Devlin. That's why they're bringing over Walter.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Walter, but I would like to see Walter stay and...
Unless he had a change of heart. He said he will never live in America.
If Walter decided to stay, they threw the bag at him and he decided to stay.
Yeah.
Who would you want to see him face?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Like, the pinnacle's Lesnar,
I can't get enough of Walter,
The pinnacle's Lesnar, because I just...
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen, though.
No, it won't.
I'd like it to, but...
But that's a main event match if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. I still want to see Walter and Finn. Like, I think that's the big match in America everyone's waiting for.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have TakeOver Dublin in June. I don't think it's going to happen. And if it does happen, I don't think Balor will be able to attend. So maybe we get it in America. I don't know.
Possibly.
I hope so. But I think, there's a shit ton of people that I see Walter work with. I think Walter and O'Reilly would have a really fun match.
I think that has happened.
I mean, I'm sure it has happened in PWG.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Walter and Lee.
Oh, if we're talking main roster, that's a whole different conversation. Okay. I thought we were just talking NXT. Both. Main NXT. Roster, my God. Walter and Drew. Walter and Sheamus.
That would be a manly match.
Walter and Big E.
That would be a manly match.
Like, if we're talking main roster, that's
Walter
a whole...
Walter and Roman.
Walter and the Big Dog, that'd be good. Walter and Seth Rollins are the proper finish, not like what we got in Raw in England in 2019. I think Walter and Riddle would be a lot of fun. If we're talking main roster, it's even more possibilities.
What about Walter and Bobby Backstraps?
Walter and Bobby Headband would be good. That'd be a big meaty match.
It would be a wonderfully meaty match.
It would be.
And then, I mean, like I said, the pinnacle for that is Lesnar.
Yeah, like absolutely.
Walter and Lesnar would put on. They would just suplex each other for 20 minutes and it'd be awesome.
Walter and Corbin would probably be a good amount of fun.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Walter Mysterio, I think, would be an interesting David Dynamic. Versus Goliath gimmick.
What about Walter and Owens?
That'd be fun.
Walter and Walter and Generico.
I couldn't think
of his name for a minute.
That'd be Sami Zayn, sir.
Yeah.
There's tons of possibilities. But I definitely think he's gonna have a couple week run in America. I think he'll definitely be him and Ciampa on TakeOver. That'd be very good.
And that'll be very, very good.
I don't know the fuck to take that UK title off him. My guess right now would be Rampage Brown. They seem to be building him up. But, I mean, you'd know. You'd watch NXT UK every week.
I think it's definitely going to be Rampage Brown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, there's no one else there right now.
Yeah.
Like, the only one I would say would be the A-Kid, and they had his match and he lost.
I can't call him the A-Kid, like you're Bret Hart. Bret Hart, you put a V in front of everything. It was the SummerSlam. It was the Survivor Series.
No, he always said the, though. He never said the.
So you're American, Bret Hart.
Because Bret Hart's a cuck. Don't ever say that to me.
You called him the A-Kid.
Okay, A-Kid was gonna be the one, would be the one eventually, but he already lost his match.
What about Slim and Slender Trent Seven?
He's not even in the division anymore.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Until he fucking...
He got fucked. Like, once Devlin was already in America, we knew Trent Seven wasn't winning that match.
Because he's like 280 pounds.
You saw the weigh-in live, pal.
Yeah. Oh. But I suppose another thing for Wednesday nights, AEW's first women's classic happened. I think it's the best. That's the best match in the history division. Between Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, unsanctioned match, and those two girls gave it their all.
Yeah, they tore it up. Both were bloody. Britt more so. I think it looked like Britt got hard weighed. Thunder Rosa bladed, but Britt was a bloody mess. It was one of those star-making performances in defeat. People are making comparisons to Stone Cold and Sharpshooter at Mania. Don't know if I go that far, but I see their point.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely star-making. It was the best thing she's done in a while.
Probably the best thing she's ever done.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to hear you publicly apologize because you were ragging about the talent of the AEW women's division. And I was telling you it was the booking.
And
they got a chance and they shined.
And neither of these two were involved in my ragging.
Well, I just want you to keep that same energy.
And Thunder Rosa is not signed, so I can't even. She's not even included. She's not even included.
Oh, you're such a.
And it is the booking, but the booking is part of the division.
But your point was it was always the talent. You like to refuse to acknowledge that AEW is talented women.
They do.
No. We went over this through text message, and we came to the conclusion that the AEW women's division, this is pre-Rhea Ripley, but the AEW women's division had more talent than the Raw women's division.
Yeah, it did. Booking is terrible, though, but the booking's part of it.
Like, the booking on Raw is fucking great.
No one said that.
The AEW women's division is better than the Raw women's division right now.
No, it isn't. Not at the top. The top is all you see on Raw.
Yeah, when's the last time Asuka defended a title on pay-per-view?
SummerSlam.
So yeah, great booking there, bud.
Well, she got her teeth broken.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
She's going to lose to Rhea at Mania anyways.
How are you defending this division?
I will defend it the day I die.
Because you're a cuck.
I am not a cuck. Bret Hart's a cuck.
You're a cuck.
I'm not a cuck.
Bret Hart is married to a black queen.
No, he's not. And you know who's better than the AEW really? The Queen of Hearts.
Martha? She's... I wouldn't go that far.
Not Martha. Fuck Bret Hart, that's all I'm saying.
But Owen was the King of Hearts, so I assume you're talking about Martha, because that's what would make sense.
Great, great job, Thunder Rosa and Britt. And hope to see more out of that division. Hopefully it's not booked like a chimpanzee's booking it.
Well, you also should mention that the women also main evented the first edition of AEW Dark Elevation.
Yeah, that's a big deal. What do you want me to respond?
They're getting shots now.
Like, they're B-plus. They're B-YouTube show. You want me to say?
Well, it's their A-YouTube show.
It's their
B-YouTube Paul White show. Is not on the B-show.
Paul White is on the B-show.
Kenny Omega just worked Dark Elevation. How are you going to...
Gives him the first one. 9 days of the night. All right. But coming up next, we'll talk about Fastlane and where we think we're heading going to Mania.
Stay tuned. Fastlane.
End of the line.
That was Roadblock.
I know. But... I love that pay-per-view.
Why?
I don't know. Wasn't like Shinsuke wrestle on it? I don't even remember.
No, it was a Raw pay-per-view.
But yeah, wasn't there like some weird matches on it?
Yeah, there was Sasha and Charlotte in an Iron Woman match. Owens and Reigns. Rollins and Jericho. Zayn and Braun. And The Bar. Well, they weren't The Bar yet. They're still Sheamus and Cesaro. End of the New Day's record tag title run.
Oh, yeah. Because that's right after the seventh series.
Yeah.
That was which was a great series. Cesaro almost died.
Cesaro did almost die.
Yes. That was at a pay-per-view. Was it WrestleMania?
Clash of Champions.
Was it Clash of Champions?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the opposite of WrestleMania as you can get.
No, Fastlane is about as opposite of WrestleMania as you can get.
No, because you're in the Fastlane to WrestleMania.
But then you get a champion at WrestleMania, and then those champions must clash. So
in September, fucking it's 5 months later?
Long-term booking, pal.
Yeah, in the WWE, that's a good one.
Yeah. But, all right, Fastlane.
So, Fastlane 2021 is the final pay-per-view to take place at the Thunderdome in Tropicana Field. Don't know where the next Thunderdome is going to be. Rumor is the Yuengling Center.
The Yuengling Center?
Yes.
Oh, they're going to do it on the Thunderdome?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
All right, I didn't see that rumor.
On the University of South Florida.
The Dick Yuengling Center?
I think it's just the Yuengling Center, named after our Pottsville beer.
Pottsville Piss, baby. It's the greatest beer in the world. And but that's a big thing in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
Yuengling is.
It's like there's breweries for it in Florida.
Yeah, Yuengling, Tasty Cakes, and Wawa are huge in Florida.
Just shows Pennsylvania's taking over the world.
Maybe. It is. We will take it. We are the keystone, and we will take it one Dr. Luther at a time.
It was also the very last pay-per-view in America to air on the traditional version of the WWE Network, and also the first pay-per-view to air on the Big Cock. Peacock Network. Cocktalk.com. Don't go to that website. I don't know what that website will be, but you probably won't want to go there.
I mean,
unless you like talking to roosters.
I guarantee it's a chicken trading website.
Probably is.
You know there's some snide farmer somewhere that has a Reddit page called Cock Talk.
Like that fucking episode of South Park where they're talking about cock magic, and it's roosters playing Magic the Gathering and Randy playing with his penis.
I love South Park.
It's a good show.
It's a great show.
So there were 8 matches. Let us start with the pre-show. Did you watch the pre-show?
I watched the match.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't give a fuck about the panel.
Yeah, I watched the match. This match was awesome.
So the U.S. title was on the line. Riddle defended it against Mustafa Ali with Mace, Reckoning, Slapjack, and T-Bar all in his corner.
It's over now, and I still can't believe that was their names.
I'm not sold that it's over. Riddle got the win in 9 minutes and 16 seconds with the Bro Derek, if you haven't gotten enough 1970s references. What? They couldn't find a better Bro Bo pun than Bro Derek.
I mean, I feel like Bro Jackson
would. I'd rather them call it Bro Dallas.
It'd be over in Wilkes-Barre.
Very over in Wilkes-Barre. Be huge for teenage boys.
Huge for teenage boys.
Although, with that shirt you're wearing, you might be huge with teenage boys.
No. All right. They can't see me. What the fuck?
John Cena now?
What the fuck kind of sentence
don't
is that?
Don't you drag John Cena into this. He is innocent.
Me dragging people? You said with that shirt you're wearing, you're huge for teenage boys.
Yeah. You're wearing a censored shirt.
It is a comfortable shirt.
If you're between the ages of 13 and 16.
All right. Fuck off. Continue.
Riddle won with the Bro Derek in 9 minutes and 16 seconds. And then after the match, first Reckoning walked out, then Slapjack walked out, and then Mace and T-Bar hit one of their 7 moves that are all called High Justice onto Mustafa Ali.
It's a good-looking move.
And it appears Retribution in its current form is done.
Oh, thank God.
What that means for Retribution's next form, I don't know.
It's slightly terrifying.
I hope they take the masks off and just be Dio Madden, Dominik Dijakovic, Shane Thorne, and Mia Yim again.
Well, they can make this good. They can make this...
Yeah, they could be like, Mustafa made us put on these masks and change our names.
Yeah.
They can make it work.
If Dijak goes over Ali at Mania, it works.
I don't think any of these guys are getting a Mania spot.
If any of them do, it's Dijak.
But I don't think any of them are.
But where do you want to see them go now? I mean, Thorne, what's he going to do?
NXT, that's where I want to see them go. All of them.
You want me in back there?
She could stay. The Raw Women's Division needs to, and plus Keith's on Raw.
Yeah.
She could stay.
What about Dijak?
He could stay with Keith, too. That seems to be a good little trio. Mia, Keith, and you know, they could all stay. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big Thorne fan. He's all right at best.
Wow. But,
He's Slapjack. He's the third one.
Wow.
He's the third member of this group.
Well, when you put it like that.
He is the... Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of... He is a Spike Dudley of Retribution.
He's the Sean Spears of Retribution.
I'm not that bad on him. Sean Spears is the fifth member of that thing. Here's the sixth member. Here's how that goes. MJF is the star.
Oh, over Tully.
Dax, Tully, and Cash.
So you got Dax over Tully, but not Cash.
The weird ominous Arn possibility. Marco Stunt.
You got Wardlow way too low.
Wardlow, I'm sorry.
Wardlow should be like up towards
Wardlow.
Because Wardlow
Arn the Ward possibility.
When Wardlow
10 miles of shit and then Sean Spears.
When Wardlow turns face on that group, a la Batista, it's gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be huge, and they better do it right.
They will.
Because he has impressed me very, very much so.
They will.
He's great. But this match ruled.
Yeah, it was a good
match.
This
was a sprint for 9 minutes.
I mean, you could say whatever you want to say about Matt Riddle's personal life. I certainly don't condone cheating. But, or anything else he was accused of, which may or may not be true, I don't know. But if this dude's going to hold the mid-card title, which traditionally has been the workhorse title in WWE, he's the guy to do it because he puts on phenomenal matches. Him and Morrison had a banger on Raw. The triple threat where he won the title with Morrison and Lashley was good. This guy puts on good matches. So, I mean, if this guy's going to – this guy could be the workhorse of Raw. I have no issues with it. Nope. This was a great match.
Good enough. All right. On to the show proper.
Yeah. The first hour of the show is a complete waste of time, but we will get into it. Let us start with the women's tag team titles on the line. Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks challenged Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler with Reginald. The champions retained in 9 minutes and 45 seconds. And, this is just depressing.
Yeah.
They had a slam dunk, easy knock out of the park, big match for WrestleMania with Sasha and Bianca. All you had to do was make both women dominant, trying to one-up each other from the Royal Rumble all the way to WrestleMania. Instead, they have pinned both of them multiple times, and somehow this is supposed to get me excited for the match. I'm supposed to be excited to watch two losers fight.
I mean, didn't Hager wrestle Spears last year?
Probably.
Well, there you go. You were very excited for that.
I definitely was not. That definitely sounds like something I would not be excited for.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, they botched this. They had it. I'm
still excited for the match because they're two tremendous talents, but I'm excited in spite of the booking.
Somebody lobbed them a softball and they decided to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Like I don't know why they did what they did with them, but
and there's a deep drive. So.
They're stupid. There's a deep drive and that'll be a home run.
That'll be a home run.
That's my favorite video ever. I was just watching that 5 seconds ago.
That's why I made the reference.
Tom Brenneman. But, yeah, this was just... It was fine, but...
What'd you think of the post-match?
Odd.
Sasha slapped the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
She knocked her fucking eyelash off.
Crushed her. But, yeah, it was just... all this was so botched. It's not even funny.
What do you see Nia and Shayna doing at Mania?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Don't Lana and Naomi, are they still owed a title match?
Maybe.
I feel like they won a number one contenders match like 3 months ago and never got a title match. I could be wrong. And that'd be asking a lot of WWE to even follow up on that.
Who's even possible contenders?
Riot Squad.
Riot Squad.
Natalya and Tamina have been causing havoc on SmackDown.
That's all Tamina does.
Nobody's meaner than Tamina.
Nobody's meaner than Tamina.
That's how Taz would say it, Tamina.
Yo, from Brooklyn. Choke you out.
That was an awful Taz. We went to Access in Red Hook.
We did go to Red Hook.
Yeah, we went to Red Hook.
Access was fun.
Via the Mania shuttle, which was an experience.
The most ridiculous. Time didn't exist. The world didn't exist outside this bus. Am I wrong?
It was just, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just odd.
What was the first song they played?
Shinsuke.
Oh, yes. We got on the bus. Like, I'm on my phone. You're on. Because we thought it was just a normal bus.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting, like, on our phones. We're talking to each other or whatever. Then all I hear is... The fucking lights went off. It was...
Yeah, it was...
It was a whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
And the people on that bus are the exact people you think would be on that fucking bus. They were singing and shit, and I didn't know it would take us 50 minutes to get from Brooklyn to Brooklyn. And...
You are kind of a New York rookie. You haven't been there a lot.
No, so. I'm not. Trust me, we know that.
Yeah, well, boy, do we.
I got robbed.
You did not get robbed. You got hustled.
I got robbed.
There's a distinct difference.
He was a bad singer, and I told him about it, and he robbed me.
Give me back my album, bro. I slapped the shit out of you. My favorite moment ever in life. I shit you not.
I got robbed outside the M&M store. You know, it was controversial.
You did not get robbed. You got hustled, dude.
I felt
the guy talked to you about your Penn State shirt, and instead of just keep walking, you fell for it because you're too nice.
All right.
You are too nice of an individual for that city.
I was in Times Square. It's the second largest police department in the country.
Yeah, but what they did wasn't illegal.
I think it was illegal. I think it was soliciting.
They gave you they took the product back, but they gave you a product for your money.
I forgot he told me he slapped the shit out of me.
He did, dude. He was gonna... What happened? Did you give them, like, a 20, and then, like, they wanted a 20 for each of them, and you're like, no?
Bro, no. There was one guy...
How did this go down?
There was one guy who gave him the 20... But I didn't realize the other guy that was behind me gave me the CD. So, and I started walking away. I gave the wrong guy.
Give me the music first. I left the show to you, boy.
Yeah, and I should have stomped it. I'm terrified. I just got some severe anxiety. Let's continue.
All right. Speaking of getting hustled. I feel like I got hustled watching this next match.
Yeah, this was weird.
The Intercontinental Championship was on the line. Big E defended against Apollo Crews. This went a whopping 5 minutes and 45 seconds. I liked the match at the start. It was intense. Big E came out with the Suicida spear instantly. They beat the hell out of each other. And then there was a finish,
I think.
And someone won.
5 minutes in.
And the commentators didn't know what happened?
I didn't know.
Everyone just kind of assumed Big E won because Apollo attacked him after, which would... And Big E kept the title, so...
I don't know what happened. Was it on purpose?
I had to be.
I mean, I understand, like, going to Mania with it, but...
Well, if you're going to go to Mania with it, wouldn't it make more sense for Apollo to win the belt and then Big E get his big moment in front of fans?
I don't know either.
It
was just very weird.
Like,
I highly doubt his fucking thing's shoulders were down either.
So Apollo has had 6 Intercontinental Championship matches since November, and he's lost all of them. And this guy can't be getting another one-on-one match at Mania, can he? They have to be doing a ladder match or something with, like, 6 guys. They have to be.
If he is, he has to win it.
And I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't take it off Big E. Would you?
But if they don't, Apollo's, like, dead in the water. They booked themselves into a corner when they didn't have to.
Unless Big E goes after Roman.
I don't think Roman's walking out of Mania with that title.
Are you sure?
No. I'm not sure about anything.
Yeah. No, they always have a way out, and they never take it.
I think I know our Mania prediction shows in another 2 weeks, but I'll tell you real quick what I'm going to happen, because my opinion can change in the next 2 weeks. I think Edge pins Bryan to win the title. And then at Money in the Bank, around the fuck the next pay-per-view is, Roman beats Edge to get it back, and we don't see Edge till the summer.
That's likely.
That's not what I would do, but I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason for Bryan being in this match, to take a pin. But yeah, this Intercontinental... Because I was kind of thinking, like, there's a lot of guys on SmackDown not doing anything. Like, what's Sami Zayn doing? What's Kevin Owens doing? Like,
I think they're heading for a clash.
That's why I thought they'd be in this ladder match if they do something like that.
I think, and I hope it happens for them. That'd be so big for them.
What, a one-on-one Mania match?
One-on-one Mania match. Sami is the heel.
Kevin, but it feels so face. Rushed. Like, did...
I know, they have time, and they're both very good.
They don't have time.
No. I said they need time.
Yeah,
is what I meant to say. If I trust any 2 people bringing in history, it's those 2.
Oh, I'm sure the match would be good, but it's just like. If this is the direction, why didn't we start this earlier?
Yep, yeah, I know. But this is what they do.
But yeah, this match was weird. Apollo lost and then beat Big E up after, so I guess he's going to get an 8th Intercontinental title match?
Yeah, 7, I don't know.
This was 7? Yes.
I just think he's just 5 stocks from the Zulu Nation.
Well, there you have it.
It's a little Tribe Called Quest reference there. But... All right, up next, this fucking mess.
So we got a bait and switch. Brian Alvarez is very upset about this bait and switch. So they showed clips of Shane doing Muay Thai, kickboxing, some sort of martial art earlier in the day. And he hurts his knee. He was walking out of the trainer's room when Elias and Jackson Ryker approached. And Elias wants to perform at WrestleMania. So Shane said, why don't you go out there and perform right now so I could see what you got. Then Elias goes out. He's going to sing. But then Shane says, oh, by the way, you're taking my place against Braun tonight. So Braun comes out and squashes him in 3 minutes and 50 seconds. It was all kind of pointless. And I guess we're getting Braun and Shane at Mania. And I don't know why. I guess Shane's just going to jump off the pirate ship and kill himself again. And I don't know who I care less about, Braun Strowman or Shane McMahon.
Braun Strowman.
I don't know, dude. Shane.
Shane at least always delivers when he's up to it. Like, you never want Shane in anything, but you never want Shane in anything. When he's there, it's always good. Didn't want to see Shane versus AJ. It was the match of the show. Didn't want Shane and Miz as the tag titles. They were great together. You know what I'm saying? Shane at least always delivers. Braun always kind of just exists.
Too bad Braun isn't the Miz or AJ.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... What happened to Braun, man?
I don't know. It's as much his fault as it is theirs.
It is.
Because he can't do anything else other than I'm Braun and I smash things.
Another failed case of the WBPC.
Yep.
Just like Luchasaurus and Cesar Bagnoni.
We talked about this last week. I'm going to talk about it again. Up next, the match of the show. No, not really? The second match of the show. Third match, silver medal. Silver medal of the show.
You like this more than Sheamus and Drew?
About even. Tied for silver.
Seth Rollins taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. This one 12 minutes.
Now, this is where the show starts mattering.
Yeah, this is like the rest of the show from here on out was at its worst, still building the mania. At its best, very good.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins and Shinsuke had a banger. Seth pulled out some new moves, including like a reverse enziguri where he like...
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I never saw that before. And I think I've seen everything in wrestling.
Shinsuke was like on a knee and like Seth hooked his one leg around like his arm and then hit like a reverse
enziguri. Yeah, it was like a gainer in enziguri.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Cool move.
They had a really good match. But they always have good matches. I remember Survivor Series a couple years ago, they had a really good match. Seth Rollins won. Seems like we're headed clear cut to him and Cesaro at Mania. Happy for Claudio. I think this will be his first one-on-one match at Mania. Certainly deserves it. Hopefully he wins. He should win. But yeah, I don't know what Nakamura's Mania future holds. Probably catering, unfortunately.
Unless he's in a ladder match.
Unless they have an IC title ladder match, which...
He doesn't want to climb.
He'll be in it. He'll take a couple bumps.
Collect his check, get the fuck the catering.
Yeah.
For the sushi tower.
Good match, though. I enjoyed it. These two are two of the best in the world.
Yeah. They can't have a bad match. I thought that they... And when Shinsuke's on, he's on.
Up next, no holds barred. Drew McIntyre taking on Sheamus. This one, 19 minutes and 40 seconds. Second longest match of the show. This is one of those matches where I didn't care about it and I wasn't invested, but at the same time, I knew it was going to be good. And they beat the hell out of each other. And I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not, but man, can we leave kendo sticks in 2020?
I agree. They're so passe right
now.
Dude,
that's the exact word I was going to use. They have become so passe, it's like...
They're pointless.
Use another weapon.
Yeah.
Like, and what is the kayfabe reason for having kendo sticks under the ring anyway? Like, chairs I get. Obviously, you need chairs, you know, for the announcers and, like, timekeepers and all that. Ladders, you got to climb to, like, put up the lighting rigs. Tables, I mean, tables for catering. I could buy all that. But, like, what is the kayfabe reason that we have kendo sticks under the ring? What is, besides beating someone's ass with it, what is the use of a kendo stick?
Nothing. Exactly. That's what it is. Down his flesh.
Aren't they, like, used for punishment in Singapore?
Yeah,
like why Singapore they're called Canes. Singapore Canes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, why the fuck are we... It's like, am I supposed to believe that Drew and Sheamus are stashing these under the ring before the shows?
And, you know what, it's not a good look either. Like, they're both huge guys, and they just hold these little sticks.
What do you think of Drew's war paint?
Real weird.
Guy, he didn't like it. Everyone seemed to like it. I don't know. I could take it or leave it, I guess. Also weird that there was no Bobby anywhere on the show.
Except in the vaccination commercial.
Boy, is that something. The talent they chose for that commercial is...
But yeah, no, that's okay. Didn't need the that was not the story for the show.
But it's just weird. Like, he's going to go to Mania with no pay-per-view defenses. It's just... Couldn't save the Miz match for this show.
Once again, they do things they don't
know,
have to do.
I know. But I like this match. It was physical. They beat the tar out of each other. And Drew won with a very stiff-looking Claymore.
Yep, and a leg slap.
And a leg slap, so that'll be a $10,000 fine.
Oh, he kicked the fuck out of him.
He did. It's a double whammy. Not only did he leg slap, he, like, shoot-kicked the fuck out of him.
And he could do that, like, they're friends, so... That was awesome. What happened with his sword? I didn't notice.
It, like... When he, like, put it in the ground, it kind of, like, went diagonal and, like, kind of fell over a little bit.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I mean, I don't think it looked terrible.
I didn't notice, so I didn't...
Yeah.
I saw people online talking about it.
Yeah, it was just...
But, well, here we go.
Alexa Bliss taking on Randy Orton in an intergender match. Somehow this went 4 minutes and 45 seconds. I felt like this went 4 years and 45 days. But, listen, there are people out there that enjoy this feud. And if you do, more power to you. But I cannot wait until everybody involved can just move on. This has been going on since, like, the seeds for this were planted, like, back in September. WWE doesn't do long-term booking, but they do this. Like, I don't...
Oh, this was all kinds of weird. There was fire, and she brought down a lighting rig inside a stadium. And I just...
Bro, the commentator who's calling this, like, it was Okada versus Omega. They're like, I think Randy dodged that fireball.
Yeah.
Like, who the...
They were calling it, like, Flair and Steamboat. And, like... And, yeah. Well, how else do you call it? I don't know.
Just lay the fuck out. Just don't say anything. It's... Like, oh, he dodged the fireball, because, yeah, that's...
Michael Cole's like, I don't think she got all of it. And
it's like, Jesus Christ. And then it happens. A hand that is charred comes up above the ring. And I said, oh no. Like, I knew it was coming. Everyone knew the Fiend was going to be back at the show. But I didn't expect this. Which, I guess props for making him look burnt, but then...
For the zombie Fiend.
I mean, Randy Orton got burnt, and by Royal Rumble, he was fine. So, I don't know what what's taking the Fiend so long.
I mean, no, Randy Orton got a fireball that was... The Fiend got burned alive. There's a very big difference.
Randy Orton put a pantyhose on his head for a week, and then all of a sudden, he was better.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's clear, but I like the glass over dead eye. He's a zombie Fiend.
Yeah, he looks terrifying. I'll give him credit. Like, he went all out. He looks terrifying.
Oh yeah, it's nuts.
I don't know. What did you make of this whole deal?
Oh, I just can't wait for it to be over.
Are we getting a cinematic funhouse match of Mania?
Yeah, we are. Well, Tony, this man just aroused from the fire.
Aroused from the fire?
Yes.
I don't think he's aroused.
He was aroused. He aroused from the fire.
He rose.
He rose from the fire. And you just want to have a 10-minute match that ends with a fucking RKO? You can. You have to go a cinematic match.
I just want them to forget about this.
Are they going back to the Columbine? The Columbine. Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
We're approaching my show limit here.
Whoa.
Are they going back to the Combine?
The Compound?
The Compound, or the fuck?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
But yeah, you're getting a cinematic match of some sort. Of some sort. I don't know what it's going to be, but you're getting one.
Ah. They've sucked the life out of me at this point.
Another fun house. Will there be a fun house tonight? Was there a fun house last night?
Probably. There's always fucking shenanigans with these three on Raw. It never fails.
For like 7 months.
We didn't even mention Randy Orton did his pose and started oozing like mid-pose.
Yeah, he was like the warrior.
He's like, give me your towel. Because, you know, guys just have towels at ringside.
Oh, yeah, that's the part of that. That's the part of that that's messed up. The bell guy has a towel, not the fact that he's oozing black liquid.
Well, I mean, he's been oozing black liquid for the last month. It's normal at this point.
Well, I'm assuming there's also towels there.
I don't know.
I just can't wait for after Mania when this is all over.
But it's not. If they're going to another Thunderdome, that means this bullshit's going to continue. We need people back in buildings so they can stop doing their magic.
So Alexa can stop transforming?
Dude, her theme song last night was horrifying.
Yeah, I crawled under a blanket. And I folded the poker hand I was playing. But, all right. Well, main event time.
Yeah, something that was about the complete opposite of Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton in every way humanly possible. Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman defends the Universal Championship against Daniel Bryan with Edge as the special guest enforcer. This went 30 minutes on the dot. I enjoyed the match. I saw some people saying it was overbooked. I tend to agree slightly. I don't think it was overbooked to the point where it ruined the match.
No, it was weird at the beginning. They were kind of like just dancing around and...
But I guess they were going for an Edge heel turn, and if that's what they're going for, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, the last third of that match was awesome. When they really started getting into it,
yeah.
Bryan was catching him, and every single... Roman caught him in a Boston Crab, which was awesome. Bryan somehow got that to the LaBelle lock, and...
I'm surprised they had Roman tap, but I guess...
I think it was genius, and he wasn't tapping.
No, it was very subtle. It was very subtle on the wrist, on the face.
Yeah, it showed that he was vulnerable.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
But I'm surprised they kind of did that.
I knew they were going to do that. Are you kidding me?
That's right. They don't keep anybody strong, I guess.
They don't keep anybody strong, but I knew they were going to
But they've kept Roman strong till now. I mean...
But even he... But he's going against a very formidable opponent.
That's true.
Wrestling over generation.
And I guess that's where... I guess that's Brian's ticket in the match. Hey, you tapped out, like... Yeah. Say what you want. You tapped out. The finish came when main event Jey Uso ran down because, God forbid, we go on show without main event Jey Uso. Bryan crushed the ref with a knee. Jey Uso came out with a chair. Eventually, Bryan got the chair. He wanted to swing for Roman, but he hit Edge instead. Edge beat both their asses with the chair.
Oh, the ref took a great knee bump, by the way.
Yes. And the thing I didn't like is Edge hit them both at the same amount of time with the chair, and then Roman just crawled on top of Bryan. I don't like to see him hit like one more move.
Yeah, should have been a spear or
the choke. Yeah, but that's once again that's a nitpick. So Roman retains, and we're getting a 3-way at Mania.
All right.
So, what do you? What grade do you give this show?
Yeah, B.
I'm going C minus. First hour was pointless, but it did its job in testing Peacock, and it also built some stuff for Mania. So,
can't complain.
It is what it is.
Yep.
So that'll do it for this week. Next week, I think we have an open week next week, so I'll have to figure something out.
What is NXT?
It's a good question.
I think we should find out NXT.
All right, we can do that.
All right.
Don't know if we'll find the answer we're looking for, but we'll try.
We'll open the doorway to the path of knowledge, wisdom.
Did you just have a stroke?
I think so. I think I did.
Jesus.
I don't know what's happening.
All right, let's get you to a doctor, and we'll see you next week. All right. Bye-bye.